שיר נון גמל,
הרב
שבס קדש,
ולב תמה. אז מחלק עשרת ראש, אז מחלק עשרת ראש, פשט אין דסופק פון רומה בר חומה. בוסר מיקורי או בוסר השטן. And we explain, Rishonim explain, what is the shail of Basar Meikor or Basar Hashta? It's two drochim to learn the sugya. The Rosh's Mahalach is, you boy it on the end of the sugya, the Rosh's Mahalach is that the suffix of the Gemara, if Basar Hashta or Basar Meikor, Avadim, when a person goes over the marshal to Zivche Shlomim Le'achar Zrikas Domi, that it's Muta. And he says, Zeko Ze. For sure, he doesn't mean a Lashon Neder. So the Pashtus Advarim is not doing a Neder. He's going to a Basar after Zrikas Domi, that is no Kedusha, and he says, this bread is like this. There's no Tzad that is wants to make a Neder. So the Gladkeit is that it's not a Neder. What is the tzad yes? It's a cloud that we call Stam Nedorim Lehachmir. The Rosh explains in Daf Yudches, Ein Odom Moitzi Dvorov Levatole. And Mistome, if he's talking, he wants to make a neder. If he doesn't want to make a neder, he doesn't have to talk. To say that it's mutar, he would keep quiet. So we have a reason to think that he wants to make a neder. This is the yesod of stam nedorim le'achmir, and this is the yesod of our sugya. The gladkeit mistam he doesn't want to make a neder. We have a strong reason to think that he wants to make a neder. So maybe I'll be masber it ba'if and klali. So when a person of Moshe says areo like a cheirem, he could say cheirem means an ocean, and it could mean a neder. Mistam he wants to be machmir. Mistam, he wants to make a neder. If he would not want to make a neder, he would not say kecheirem. If he said kecheirem, mistam, he wants to make a neder. So by us also, mistam, a person wants to make a neder. So why we have a sugya? The Rishonim explained very pashut. When a person says areo like kecheirem, cheirem means ocean, could mean neder. Mistam, the person wants to make a neder. When a person says zeko zeh, says zeko zeh, the lashon is mashma that it's muta. Clears the Gemara, you could shtupa rein a lashon of meikore, and b'meila be a reason to think that he wants to make the neder or not. Basar hashto, this is the pashtus. Oidilme kozeh could mean the shoyresh, could mean the osu, could mean the part. So again, the Iker Sofik of the Gemara is Avada bepashtus is Loshon Heter. But as a svara to say that he wants to aser, the shaila if it could go into the Loshon or not. This is the way the Rosh learns the whole sugya. We said the main place is in the next sugya, and the Yom Echad we'll learn next week. Person says this day is like a Sunday. There's a lot of all different Sundays, and we have a tzad that he means that Sunday that has a problem. Why? Because mistame he wants to aser. The Ran has a complete different pshat. Punkt verkehrt. Pashtas, the person means meikoroi. When a person says koze, he means deep. Oidilme, the loshen koze, mashma, mamesh. So bemele to be muta. The pashtas, it will be also. Because he means a shayresh. But maybe koze means mamesh, so it has to be muta. Fidel Rosh starts the Pashas is Vadai Mamish. I was a svara to say maybe he wants to answer. Fidel Ran is the opposite. It's for sure Mashma Shayrish. But maybe it's Kozeh Mamish. Where we have the Shtarke Machlekes that we could feel it in our hands, the Ran in Shvuas. A person goes, Lif me Zrikas Domim, when the Shlomim is Kodesh. And he takes a bread and he says, Ze Kozeh. So it's for sure also. Zog the Ran, what would be if the Koyan made the Zrika after it? So Zog the Ran, so it's totally if Basar Meikor, it will stay also. But if he means Kozeh Mamish, now it will change. Ari lefi the Rosh is no Sheiches. We said we assume the guy wants to answer. The Gemara never cleared in a sugi if it's mamish or not mamish. The shaila was, if the guy wants to ask if you could push it into his words or not. If you push it into his words that he wanted to ask, so it's also. So it's also. If you could push it into his words, it's also. No sheikh is mamish, not mamish. The Talmud says, the Rosh learns the yisoid of the sugi is, a person says words that are heter, but we have a reason to say mistomi wants to answer, if we could push it into the words. The fidaran is not the shalim. Shalim, if it's mamish or not. So the ran uses the sugi lechumre. If a person spoke about it yesterday, he spoke when it was also. And he said, kuzeh. So if it's basa mikoret, tomorrow it will become mutter, it changes. And it was also. If he says kuzeh mamish, it will become mutter. This was the yisayda machlekes. If a person has 10, a person made a nazir, the first one is mutar, everything is batal, because he was never a nazir. And the middle one, Zagderan, in Basar Mikore, we say he meant on the first person, Basar Ashto, he meant the middle person. Again, the same lamdas. This is what we explain Be'etzem, Beshita Saran and the Rosh. The big problem in this Pshat is, this is the MS Pshat. How you learn the Gemara of Toshma Noisar v'Pigur? A Ripashtes HaMishne is HaOimer Loi Chulin Loi Kosher Loi Dechi Tome Noisar v'Pigur. He said all of these words. Now, Zog the Gemara, a person said Ariel like a Noisar v'Pigur. Noisar v'Pigur is every time after Zrikas Domim. So why is also is Raya Basar Meikore? This is the Cheshbon HaGemara. You said Ariel like Noisar v'Pigur, and it's after Zrikas Domim because Noisar is only after Zrikas Domim. Come before Bekotchim. So b'meile, why it's also? It's a Raya Basar Meikore. So lefi the Rosh and the Tesis, I understand. You said Ariel like a Noisar. Lemaise Noisar now is Muta. So Pashas has to be Mutter. It's Dabar also, but it's not. But maybe Mr. wants to answer, so he meant what causes the Noiso. The Tate from the Noiso. So Be'etzim he said, I don't like a Noiso. Noiso is Mutter, Dabar also. So Mr. he means the Tate from the Noiso. Same. But lefi the Ran, the Shaila is when I say Koze, I mean Koze Mamesh or not. How you can explain it in I don't like a Noiso of a Pigul, what is the Shaila? I don't like a Noiso of a Pigul. How do you explain the Shaila lefi d'Ran? Hariya like a Noisar v'Pigul, give me two tzedadim pshat. Hariya like a Noisar v'Pigul, what would be the tzedad of Shaila? So you could say also, I mean Kenoisar like it is now, or I mean the Shaila. Okay, I could have Shas Bismorgum. But Pashas the Gemara said, Zeh Kozeh, Kozeh Mameshanat. Like the Ran said, if tomorrow it will become mutter, I want to attach to it. I want to follow it completely. Or not, I don't want to follow it completely. So the suffix is mamish. Because they're mamish or not because they're mamish? This is the yisayin of the shayla. Because they're mamish or not because they're mamish? Are you like a noise of a pigul? How are you explain to me now the Gemara? The Fidei Rosh, I understand. I want to be like a noise. Pashas noise is mutter. But Mr. I want to ask her. So I mean not the noise, I mean the father of the noise, the cause of the noise. So it's the similar shayla. We say with the Gemara is Medame, Zekoze, Yoim Echot, Sunday, Fida Rosh. I said Sunday, I mean that Sunday, this Sunday. It's one Yisoyf. I mean, I say Dvorim Amutorim, Mistom I want to answer. The Shaila is if we say Mistom I want to answer and we could find it or not. But if Fida Ran, Lechuritz about the Batish Sofek, if Zekoze, how you learn the Gemara? So some say, yeah, also, yeah, you could say Zekoze. So then, Be'etzem, it's very hard to know exactly what is the suffix of Fideran. If it's Zekoze, I mean Koze Mamesh, or I mean the Lombus. I hear. Now, when I say Noisor, I mean the Noisor, like it is or the Shay. Can't say? More Mistaber, and more Noita Le'emes is that the Ran learned like the Meforesh says. Look in the Meforesh, Toshma Noisor v'Pigul. That nan noisar v'pigul umash manami kigoin demochis besar de'etere v'nosar v'pigul v'omar zekoze. The Gemara understood that the Mishnah includes two cases. One case that he says areo like a noisar v'pigul, and from that the Gemara is not asking a question, and that it's posher that it's also. The Gemara is asking from a case of zekoze. A piece of noise of a pigul is on the table, and he says, Zekoze. and he says, Zeko ze. And it's mamish, the same suffix. When I say state in the Meiri, and I found the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes says, Haritz Piresh. Sugizu, Shanoisa Vepigul, Shemairi Shanoisa Vepigul Lefonov, Veoimer Zeko ze. Kein Piresh Asugi Kshelomad al Der Haran. Kein Piresh Asugi Kshelomad al Der Haran. שזה מקובץ בשם הריץ. כן פירש הסוגי כשלא מדע על דרך הרב. תדיס סוגי אז בזה כזה. So then it's very simple. So the same suffix. כזה מאמש now it's מותר. Or the yesterday. מאמש פושט. מאמש פושט. כזה מה, what? Well, now we'll have to fix it. But you have a מפורש. Is that a מפורש? Says it. מאירי says it. ריץ על דרך הרב says it. First, I want to prove that it's the pshat. So, be'etzem, we have a two pshat. Be'etzem again, we spoke about the last 2 days, the machlekes ran and rosh, if the suffix is beside the word ze koze, koze mamish or not koze mamish, and the rosh learns more the suffix of the gemara is the leshoines, for sure he wants to be matir, as the svore that he wants to answer, if we could say that that svore goes in or not. This is what we build up from different rayas. The second shlav, we said that it's mistaber that the kashef and toshma for noisar vepigul will only be lefi the rosh gishmak when he said ke noisar ke pigul. But lefi the ran, if you want to learn that the sugi is zeko ze, it's a problem how to learn pshat in the gemara here. So we said that taket the ran will learn the sugi that we're talking about zeko ze. The Rosh and the Tesis learned the sugi that he said Areo like a noisar of a pigul, and the Ran learned that there's a piece of noisar on the table, and he said Zeko ze. First, I want to give you a revoch. The Rashash and Tesis. As a kasha. And again, I said in the Dorim Vikiklal is if the Rashash freak the kasha and Tesis freak the kasha, why the Ran doesn't ask the kasha? From the Rashash, I don't ask such kashas. From Tesis. Tesis has a kash. We know in the Dorim, the Ran is the main. Frank, the Gemara says, Benoisar shel oilo. Frank, the Rashash and the Tesis. If the person says, Areo like Benoisar shel oilo, so it's after Zrigas Dorim, it's also. Frank, the Gemara, so Pshite, the Chidush is that it's even oilo and also Noisar. We'll get again to the Chidush of the Gemara. But what the Gemara answered, we're talking Le'achar Zrigas Dorim, but it's oilo. Oilo stays also. Frank the Rashash and Tesis, so why the guy has to say Areo like Kenoisor Shaloilo? He could say Areo like Kenoisor, Stam Nadorim Leachme. Zay Frank Tesis. Avaleke Lefurushi Benoisor Stam Talini Lebeoilo Leatir. Him ken my porich. So the Rashash asked the Kasha. It's enough that a person will say Areo, as even we said, a person says Cherem. We say that he means Cherem and he doesn't mean the ocean. Noisor, you have Noisor Shel Oilo and you have Noisor Shel Shlomim. Noisor Shel Oilo, you could be Matpis. Noisor Shel Shlomim, you can be Matpis. So why to say that we talk about Noisor Shel Oilo? Say Noisor, Stam Nadorim Leachmir. The Kasha. Tesis says, "Weiss nois is nicht." We don't know why. Rashash. So I said, "My shver says a svare that bederech klal noisor is not oilo because they burn everything in Beis Hamikdash. The koyanim is rizimem. Shlomim, you give to the oilo, they take it home. Leftovers. So men is a noisor. Beis Hamikdash, why be noisor? Koyanim go and put it out. When it was never noisor. Koyanim, the damn nothing fell. Everything was running. So when a person says noisor, what is stam noisor? Stam noisor is by people in the house." Makes sense. Doesn't have to. Stam noisor is by people in the house. Could make sense. So, but at least ask the kasha and say the teretz. Tesis ask the kasha. Don't know what he asked. He says vice. He says nisht. The teretz is the shidaran. We're not saying that he said noisor shaloilo. It's on the table. Velchen noisor retman. What? No, the Gemara is saying that's a piece of noisor shaloilo. Right, no. Right. That's what we will explain. What if a person has a chazir and he makes a neder on the chazir and he says zeko ze? What is the deal? Why? He has an oilo and it became davar asur and he says zeko ze? So I would think maybe he's mappis in the davar asur. We'll see. It's a stira machne Ephraim. Hopefully we'll get to it today. It's a big chiddush here in the Gemara. That's something that is not duren osu. Either way. Say if you say it, say if it's in front of you on the table. Sarkedaito that I'm matbis with davra osu. Elish Abba. It's not a kash. So lefi deran, I'm saying even the mitzad echol tashtigu bechak di kepshat. We say the meforish and the meiri and the ritz. He says al derech hara. But the first thing is we have a gishmak. The rashash and tesis for ektakash and it's gishmak. The rashash and tesis leshitos or tesis. I've learned the sugi that he said. It's the whole tesis in the sugi. So he asks a kasha why he has to say the word oila. And I'll tell you, I think it's Eves Lamito. The Tana doesn't say oila. The Tana said noiso. What? The Gemara is changing the gears in the Mishnah.
No,
ba 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 ba. The Mishnah says noiso. Doesn't say oila. The Teretz says, and the Mishnah when you're talking, stand the door leachmir. You don't have to say oila. If you say noiso, we know that it's noiso shel oila. Only when it's zek or zeh, you have to speak about noiso shel oila. Are on the run? So now we're making the Mishnah that he said noiso shel oila. Are he says klo, you don't stand the door leachmir. So he said noiso shel oila. Achidu shel oila shamanu. Chidu shalei shamanu, Baruch Shereif Rambam. Chidu shalei shamanu, no one in the world says it. The Rambam was matik the Mishnah k'moy shehi. Forget the Mephoshim, he forgot to say, Neitzel Shaloilo. He forgot to say, Neitzel Shaloilo. Hay the Gemara says, oh, kimte. If we pass the Bosar Hashto, not Bosar Meikore, so you have to say, some Mephoshim say, they have the Raya, the Rambam passes Bosar Meikore, because he said the Mishnah Neitzel, he didn't say Neitzel Shaloilo. The Teretz is, if you say noiso, stand the door in leachmir. You don't have to say noiso shaloilo. It's enough to say noiso stam. Only here in the sugya, when we mimed it, that it's in front of him, and he says zeko ze, something more. And what we're talking, and velcha zeko ze we're talking, we're talking on a zeko ze, from the oilo. So the Gemara has to say, it's oilo. So zeh gishmak. I want to give you a bigger sheikha to the emes pshat. That is the emes pshat. It's a Bach. Bach was never magia stam if he didn't have rais to magia. I'm asking. Look at the third line of the Gemara. How you read the third line of the Gemara? In ken litni, dipsar oilo. What the Bach is magia? What does that go with the Bach? Kipsar oilo. What is the agoy of the Bach? Frag the Gemara, im ken litni bepsar oilo. Frag the Bach, zog the Bach, agoy ois alef, litni ki psar oilo. With a chof. Because the Mishnah is talking that he said, are you like ke oilo? Ke psar oilo. With a chof. He fixes it. The Bach says, why? Because the Bach is learning the sugi that he said, "Harei olai ki psar oilo." But if we're talking bezek haze, what the Gemara's kasha is, "Imkain litni bipsar oilo." Now look how it's meduktek. The Ran's girsa is bipsar oilo. First in the dibur amaschil, and then over the dibur inside the shtickle. In the bigger lines, bipsar. The rosh. Look at the gears of the Rosh. Keep Saroilo, keep Saroilo. The gears of the Tesis, keep Saroilo. The Rosh and Tesis, everyone says Kipsa. The Ran says Bipsa. The Ran is talking Bipsa Roilo. What? The Meforesh, the Shitosa, the learns that we're talking Bezekoze, said the whole Sugya, Bipsa. So the Meforesh is Bipsa, the Ran is Bipsa, the Rosh is Kipsa. It's the Gdukim. But I'm saying, if the Bach will not be Magia. That's what I meant to Magia. So Bipsa Kipsa, the Bach will, and then change it. Because I mean, if you learn that it's Ke, you don't say Bipsa. I said the Bach was Magia. Someone, I remember I was a Bocher, someone told me why the Bach was not fixing it in the Rav, and the Rav Meforish. And the Meforish, he knows that it's the Pshat. The Meforish says Klor. And the Meforish says the Zekoze, there's no reason to Magia. I mean, the Rav, we are saying, the Meforish said it that we're talking about Zekoze. Again, I want to be madgish. The Torah stays the same Torah that is Machlek, Isran, and Rosh. Just everyone learns the same. That the Rosh learns that Poshet, the Shaila is, the Loshen is Mashma Heter, but it's a Svorah that he wants to Aser. So if we could fit inside the Loshen, Loshen Isur, we go to that. And the Ran learns the Shaila is Ze Kozeh, if he means Kozeh, Mameshana. And if Kimino we said in Shavuos, if tomorrow it becomes Mutar, if the Rosh has no reason to become Mutar, he anyway wanted Aser. So my Nefkimino, how he wanted Aser? That everyone learns. That is not my chiddush. This everyone is masking. The vikuach is if the question of the Gemara Toshma Neisar vePigul, you have to explain that it's the same kind of zekoze, even that you're talking about it. And the Rosh Taisa has the kasha. Are he said Neisar, so it's kilu. He said lehed yelach azrike. Here he was not marich before he was marich. All of that we said yesterday, and we could learn that the Ran also somehow goes out with that also. Asach le'arden azay, and we could say nein. The Ran is mind me the sugya and ze koze. We'll see later in the next sugya. Everyone learns like that. That the Rosh was mind me that stam in a Sunday, and the Ran is mind me that he's standing in the same day and he's saying ze koze. And the next sugya, everyone goes that it's the Ran Rosh Hashitosu. Here, Avada, it's a chiddush what we say. But we bought one sheichat the Rashash, second sheichat we bought the Bach. Now, it sounds so glut and so pashut. But Avada, why no one wants to learn like that? Lemaisa Avada, when you read the Mishnah is not talking about Zekoze. Loi chulin, ma Zekoze? Loi chulin Zekoze? Loi kosher, loi dechi? For sure he's talking. So the Meforish explains that the Mishnah includes two echetimtzes. Side that he said it, this is not the Meforish. Tna noisa vepigul umashma nami ki going the mochis b'sar de'etere v'noisa vepigul v'omar ze koze. Now that we're turning around the Mishnah, I want to go even more deep. The Ran in the Mishnah says that, go back to the Mishnah, open a second the Mishnah, we're mekatz a little bit the Mishnah, let me send the Mishnah inside. Ha'oimer ke'imre, ke'dirim, ke'eitzim, ke'ishim, ke'mizbeach, ke'eichol, ke'irushalayim. Why it doesn't have to say ke'noisov, ke'pigul? Why in all of them you have to say chafadimyon? And a noisov, a pigul, you don't have to say chafadimyon. What the Ran answers in the Mishnah of Yudalef? And the Ran Bayos also said that the Gemara could have said a komash for them. And the Mishnah state, Kedirim Keitzim, Rabbi Yehoimer, Rami Yerushalayim, Lo Maklum. You have to say Chafadimyan. But in Noisa of a Pigul, you don't have to say Chafadimyan. So before I'm going back to explain it. So we see clearly that the Noisa of the Mishnah is, you have to say the Chafadimyan, or you don't have to say the Chafadimyan. Rabbi Yehoimer, Ke Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. So for sure we're talking about talking, not about Zekoze. Just the Mishnah also includes a Zekoze. The Mishnah also includes a Zekoze. But now we'll go back to the Mishnah. So first day the Mishnah, Noisar v'pigul, also. Ke'imri, ke'dirim, ke'eitzim is also. Frag the Ran in the Mishnah, why Noisar v'pigul don't have a chaf? Why they don't have a chaf? Why everything else has a chaf? And this doesn't have a chaf? Why it doesn't have a chaf? Chafadimyan. Why it doesn't have a chafadimyan? Shlange kasha, why it doesn't have a chafadimyan? Zog the Ran, two terutzim. The first terutz, the main terutz of the Ran is, Hanishmo moire al shem isurom. So you know that he wants to ask it. The Ran and the Chof and the Yudalev. וכל איך שהוא מאז כשם שהוא מוירה איסור ושייך בקודשים תומה פיגול נויסור ובאני לא שייך להם בפסוכו ובאני נאבי אף אגב דלא אומר ברוחוף הדמיין מצרי אפילו לרבי יהודה ובגמור אומרים עשו נגיד רבי יהודה ואפילו אוכי באני עושו בלא יחוף שכיוון ששמוי מוירה איסור בלא יחוף נאמי מצר לכולי העלמה שמוי מוירה על שם איסור סורץ מיסור So it's interesting, the Mishnah has two chidushi. That noisa and pigul, you don't have to say the chof. And tzu de tzu is a chidush that bezek or zen, noisa and pigul, it's also. Two chidushim that the Tana said bevasachas. Two chidushim that the Tana says bevasachas. One chidush the Tana says that you don't have to have a chof adimya. And second chidush is that if you say zek or zen, it's also. So, okay, this is the reason that it's doichak for people to understand, to learn pshat in the Ran, that the sugi is zek as it. Not only that, the Ran is asking a kasha, why the Gemara didn't answer that the chidush of the Mishnah, that you don't need a chof. It means that this is a chatimtze. Say that. But we're saying, the Meforesh said, the Mishnah includes both, and the Gemara is asking from this case. Im Kabbalah in the Kabbalah. Im Kabbalah in the Kabbalah. I just want to ask you b'pshat. Why ke'imre, ke'dirim, ke'etzim, all of these things, Ogdaran, you have to have a chof. On a chof, it's not mashma isu. Noisar v'pigul is mashma isu. Why? Sheshmo moir al shem isu. Can you explain to me why shmo moir al shem isu? Why shmo moir al shem isu? Who is also? You could be matpis in the noise of a pigul, it's davar amuto, davar also, or you're matpis in the yesterday. But I'm asking, the pigul alein, you could be matpis in, or it's davar also. So you're not matpis in the pigul. So you're using the pigul, that is not what you matpis in, and this gives it the shame isu. Why it doesn't need a chof? Because it sounds so bad. No. But the chiddush of the Gemara, don't think I'm matpis in that. I'm matpis in the second chiddush. Ah, so I'm not matpis in the pigul. You chapping my shame pigul to say that it's so bad. This is the reason I mean al shem ha'isu. Because I said the chof. I don't need a chof. Imre is a sheep. Dirim is a deer. Right? Eitzim is wood. Yerushalayim is a city. Say, ke, I want to ask her. Aber pigul is zachevse visure. It sounds so bad, so for sure, shmo moir ha-shem isurom. So val shmo moir ha-shem isurom. So we assume that I want to ask her. It's not so gishmak. Yeah, but you write that there's no... So the Ran says that there's shayich bekotshim. So I'm saying just one little thing. I don't know. I say this Ran only stims l'shitosei. Meaning to say that if we'll say that when a person says pigul, the Gemara has a suffix, bosal mikore, bosal hashta, so it's bichlal no posha that it's also. So to use the word pigul to say that he means to aser, so not gishma. The Teretz is the Ran learns when a person says pigul shmo moir al shem isu, he for sure wants to make a neder. No shaykhis the boss on me kore, no shaykhis the boss on ashta. Fakel go. It's for sure mashma isu. The only suffix of the Gemara is eko ze. I'm just trying to say like this. It's not stam that the Mishnah is talking about two things. If the shem pigul ve isu is shmo moir al shem isu, so the Ran learns, then for sure it's also. I'll take it to the Rosh. The Rosh had a suffix, what the person means. He wants to ask her or not. Kfashtevish. I'll put it down to the Rosh. What is the suffix of the Gemara? When a person says, Kepigul, we know he wants to ask her. You sure he wants to ask her? He doesn't want to ask her. You told me the Ran that it's so Lashon also that he for sure wants to ask her. So the Fideran is no way to learn the Sugya that the suffix of the person wants to ask her or not. And the Gemara brings a raya that for sure he means basal meikore. So I'm assigning it in one word. The Ran learns the suffix is zekoze. The Rosh learns the shail of the person wants to ask her or not. And the Gemara brought a raya from pigul v'noisa. The Ran learns that the raya has to be from zekoze. If the raya is not from zekazeh, from the words, for sure the person wants to aser. The Ran says that kol kuloi says that he wants to aser. The Teretz says the Ran learning the sugya that it's not that the person wants to aser. It's a sugya of zekazeh. This is beetzem the chelik apshat. So now the chelik here, then we'll have to start Sunday. So lemaisa the Gemara was moitzi from the sugya here that if you have something that is nadu ve'asu and you say zekazeh. Lefideran, or you say areo like a noisa or lefiderosh, it's also. So the Machne Ephraim and Simen Yud has a big arichas on it, stiris and gemoris and shvuris. We'll see what's Hashem Sunday and then we'll go weiter.